Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. We are wrapping up our series with the Osage 4-H Ambassadors with Brody Thompson joining us today. Good morning, Brody.
Good morning. Hi, my name is Brody Thompson. I'm part of the William Workers 4-H Club, and I'm going to talk about some of the trips I've been on, too.
Outstanding. This has been kind of a trip all the way down the line, meeting all of the ambassadors and everything. So what are some of the things that you've done?
I mean, this summer, I went on something called CWF, Citizen Washington Focus. And for the last 2 years, I've been saving up money to go on this trip. And we learned about the government and went and saw the monuments.
Very cool. I went to D.C. a long time ago, and I can't even begin to describe what that was like. How was it for you?
It's one of the most inspirational things I've ever seen. Just seeing all the monuments. And then I thought I knew a lot about the government and the monuments because I've seen them in history class, but when you see them in person, it's unmatched.
You realize the scale of everything that you're facing.
And how many they are.
That's true. There's a bunch more than you realize besides just the big famous ones.
Yeah. And then I went 2 years ago to something called KYLF. It's called Kansas Youth and Leadership Forum. And I learned a lot about leadership and like how to talk into groups and stuff, which has really helped me in, like, the long run. And then I've been to something called CIA, which I went, it was this spring on spring break, and it's called Citizens in Action. And then I went to the Capitol, and we went and talked more about the government and had, like, a mock meeting of the House and the Senate. And then we met our county representatives and stuff. And then we took a tour, which wasn't like just like a normal tour. You went and met people.
It sounds like 4-H has given you a lot more than you bargained for, definitely. Now, some people like to stay home. Some people enjoy getting out and about. Is the travel aspect and all of these trips, is this something that appeals to you, that you'd like to do more of?
Yeah, I really like to travel. On other things that I've done in my life, just I feel like for my age, I've traveled a lot and saw a lot of things that most people don't get to see in their whole life.
How do you think you can use these trips and maybe others that you take, possibly just on your own, to be an ambassador for 4-H and spread the message of everything that it's about?
Well, going on all these trips, it makes me understand how even going 3 hours from us, you learn there's so many people that are different. And then when you're like on these trips, one thing I've noticed is it's a small world out there and you meet a lot of people from here and there. You actually don't know them, but you know them.
You've got a lot more in common than you realize.
Yeah.
That's something I can definitely understand. When you're in a group like 4-H, you know, you've got your group here and you've got the overall organization throughout the county and things like that. Does it feel when you're out on one of these trips or just out on your own just because, does it feel like you're running across that kind of 4-H mentality, the can-do and the ambassadorship and the leadership and everything else like that? Does it seem like there's a lot more of that out there than you realized?
Most definitely. And then even when you're in a 4-H setting, like on the KYLF, it was for leadership and it was kind of cool to watch everyone. That was one of my first experiences for 4-H as a leadership deal. And you see how people will step up, even though like something was, like, was wrong, little something that was really little like problem, and someone stepped up and helped fix it. And there's multiple times that happened where it was just all together. Everyone became a leader, learned, did this, did that. And I really learned a lot from that.
So it's not just a single person or a single event or a place. It really is everywhere.
Yeah, it takes a lot of people to do what we do.
That's true. And is that part of what called you to be an ambassador? Just seeing that kind of thing in action?
Yeah, what make me become an ambassador is just to like step up, do everything. And when I was littler, we didn't have ambassadors. It was like the king and queen. But having someone there that stepped up, did all of this, and you saw it from behind the scenes, is really has showed me what an ambassador really is.
And now you're taking that torch yourself and you're going to pass it on. for anybody who's part of 4-H that might be thinking that, I don't know, it seems kind of scary to be an ambassador, what advice do you have for them? What would you tell somebody?
It's really not that hard at all. You have a big team out there, people showing you what to do and how to do it. I mean, we really just, the hardest things to do is, like, figure out your schedule to work it in.
I can relate to that, yes. Making sure that you can get everything in there. Mm-hmm. All right. And speaking of getting one more thing in there, is there anybody you'd like to make a shout out to?
I mean, my sister. She's really helped me along the way for 4-H. She really showed me, and then now she's a program manager.
Exactly. Hey, Josie. Well, Brody, thank you very much for coming in. I've enjoyed this whole series, and I'm looking forward to seeing what all of you do with everything that you've learned down the road. So thank you for joining us. Have yourself a good day.
All right, thank you.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.